Daily Drive is brought to you by TrueCar.
Over the past 7 years, TrueCar and its affinity partner sites have been named the most visited, most useful, and drive the most showroom visits among automotive third-party sites, according to the J.D. Power 2014 to 2020 New Auto Shopper Studies.
I'm Jason Stein, publisher of Automotive News, and this is Daily Drive. It's Wednesday, November 18th. Nowhere has there been more hand-wringing in the automotive business than on the subject of auto shows. Do they work? Are they effective? When can they take place? And will COVID put an irreversible dent in their future? The organizers of the New York Auto Show firmly believe in the future of auto shows. Just recently, they released an analysis that looked back at the last decade. The findings were eye-opening in terms of effectiveness and customer connections. Of course, COVID has thrown the business an enormous curveball. Dates of the so-called A-list shows, Detroit, LA, New York, have moved multiple times, and there's a concern over what auto shows will look like when they can come back. Mark Scheinberg is head of the Greater New York Automobile Dealers Association. He says the future's bright. At least he's planning for that, and he has a plan. We've reached Mark Scheinberg in New York. Mark, it's good to hear your voice. How are you?
Great, Jason. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, you're welcome. And I think you and I probably share a similar story if we go back to the first week in March. My bags were packed for Geneva, for the Geneva Motor Show. I'm sure yours were too. And outside of some events that I've seen in China, there hasn't really been an auto show since then.
Yeah, I agree. I think what happened in Geneva actually really sends shockwaves through it, because just the timing that the organizers did to kind of postpone the show really was difficult for a lot of people who, like you and I, who were ready to travel, but also the manufacturers who were already setting up their exhibits. So they had gone through the expenses of setting up for an auto show only to be told that they lost all of that that expense that they put into it. So I think that really put a shockwave through the industry, because it is an expensive thing to do, is to exhibit at an auto show. So to not have that kind of pre-warning on it, I think really has continued to be a problem for the industry. That's why one of the things that we did, as our show was getting closer in the spring, was we knew the dates that were critical for the manufacturers as far as sending trucks on the road. And we became very aware that as we were seeing the kind of the numbers that were happening with the coronavirus, we decided that it was the best thing for us to do in 2020 was to move the dates to August, which we were able to work out with the Javits Center. But we're still in a very unknown period of time to some extent on it. I think we have a better understanding of the virus. I think agencies are doing a much better job in dealing with it. But there's still a lot of apprehension that's out there. So this is still a very, very tentative time, I think, for the industry.
So speaking of tentative, your schedule has been tentative a couple of times. It still is tentative. I mean, everybody's schedule is tentative. But you've changed your plan a couple of times. Walk me through the decision-making that went into the push to later now next year.
Well, there were a number of factors. And again, it's the overall situation with the virus that I think was still out there, that nobody really knew where it was going. There was talk about a second wave, and that as the cold weather comes about, that we may see a spike in the number of people that are testing positive. So that clearly was something to keep an eye on, and we work very closely with the governor's office, not only on the issue of the auto show, but also for our retailers in the New York area, in keeping the protocols and making sure that they can stay open and become an essential business that's there. But the other part was that the governor here in New York really reacted very quickly when the virus came about to take advantage of the big convention center, the Javits Center, and to make it a makeshift hospital, so that in case there was need for the beds for people that needed hospitalization, the Javits Center would be able to accommodate it. It is still, as of today, still set up as a field hospital. So while our numbers have come down dramatically, I mean, they're really very low here in New York, and there's definitely enough capacity of beds in hospitals on it, the governor still is doing the right thing by just keeping an eye open. So for us, we kind of took all those facts into play, and, you know, knowing that, again, the industry, the manufacturers are still, you know, they want to get back into shows, but they're very, very cautious about it. We said, listen, we have an opportunity. We went back to the Javits Center and said, listen, give us an extra 5 months if you can give us the dates, which they did. And we decided to really quickly move out, take those August dates, so this way it can give us more breathing room.
And what are you hearing from your auto show colleagues as they try to adjust their own calendars? Because there's been a little bit of a, you know, one could say a mashup of auto shows should everything take place. Everybody's sort of jockeying for their own position, but that's creating some other issues, right?
Yeah, I think for the industry, for the manufacturers, this becomes another problem on it. The auto shows are trying to find a place in the schedule that they can put on a show that makes sense. There has been so many people that were really piled into those January, February dates that they started to look quickly at being able to change it. The problem is going to be is now everybody's kind of looking and moving into late spring, early summer. So it's still going to be a problem for the industry on how many shows that they can participate in it. So it was the right move for other shows to take a look at other dates, move it back in the calendar period. But now we've really got a clog that's going on that I don't know how that's going to be resolved.
I was just going to ask you that. How will that be resolved? Because this was the problem that we were looking at even pre-pandemic of, I know you had a lot of struggles with, you know, the Chinese auto shows, Beijing or Shanghai, oftentimes being, and at times being, right on top of one another. You want the appropriate distance because manufacturers want to space out their own exhibits.
Yeah, there's a real breakdown in sort of the coordination of dates for auto shows. There's the organization OICA, which is the group that certifies international shows like New York and Detroit and a lot of European and Asian shows. And their whole purpose was to make sure that nobody, that the shows were spread out and they weren't having problems from country to country. And that's being broken down tremendously too. Here in North America, to some degree, it's even worse because there really isn't an organizing body that kind of takes a look at the scheduling on it. But it's also a problem because convention centers don't give a lot of choices for show organizers on when they could put on their show. So it's a challenge on it, something that I think that the industry really needs to take a look at, especially the organizers of shows, is how do they kind of take a look at these schedules and work with the manufacturers and the convention centers to find enough distance. There are a lot of shows in North America, over 60 some odd shows. So at some point there's going to be overlap, but at least for those shows that require certain types of exhibits from manufacturers or the exhibit companies, there needs to be a little bit more coordination.
We'll hear more from Mark Scheinberg after this message.
Today, more than ever, consumers want a convenient, personalized car buying experience. One where they can find the right vehicle and build a deal that works for them online. In fact, 65% of consumers are more likely to shop a dealership that enables online deal building. With TrueCar Retail Solutions, consumers get the modern digital buying experience they seek, and dealers unlock a more complete customer profile, enabling higher quality connections that close faster. Now, millions of TrueCar shoppers can discover VIN-specific pricing on your inventory, get a TrueCash offer on their trade, input their credit score range and desired down payment, and include all these important elements into a monthly lease or loan payment, which is all controlled by you. This new experience increases efficiency by pulling customers deeper into the funnel, reducing friction, and building trust along the way, delivering you a more informed buyer who's ready to close. With TrueCar Retail Solutions, you can deliver a modern retail experience for today's digital buyer. Visit TrueCar.com/retail solutions to learn more.
So what do you do now? Do you wait?
If I was a show that was scheduled to be in January or February, I would try to take a look at how to, you know, place it at a different time, whether it's early summer, late summer, early fall. But I would be in communication with the manufacturers as much as possible to see how that would work. I mean, there are clearly shows that are very close in proximity around the country that you can move from one area, one city to another city with enough space that could actually work. So there is some kind of pattern that's going on if you're able to do that. But if a company has to zigzag across the country with the same kit, that's going to create a lot of challenges.
How are auto shows going to change moving forward, Mark?
There's a lot of movement in shows these days as far as what they're bringing to the table. And the manufacturers have done such a great job in bringing exhibits and different activities to the public that I think when we did our study, we took a look at it over a 10-year period, and we've noticed that the attendance has always remained consistent over the years. You don't see the dips in auto shows that you see in other businesses that go on. The public likes coming to a show. They like the experience that they're going through. They're in the market for buying a car. So I think the formula for doing a show really, really works. Can you do more ride and drives? Can you do more experiential kind of activities and other things on there? Absolutely. But I do think for the most part, what makes an auto show so successful over the 120 years that auto shows have been around is that the people who are coming to the shows who are in the market for buying a car are able to do what they really want to do is compare vehicles, get information, and make that part of their decision-making process. It's always going to evolve. And listen, the next phase as this, the next generation of technology, whether it's electrification of vehicles or autonomous technology, the public is going to really be starving for information. It's not necessarily the dealerships where they're going to go first. My belief is, and what we've seen and what we've done over the last 8 years with electric ride and drives at the show, is the public really likes to come to an auto show to learn about technologies that are out there. So it's a great forum for, I think it's done, does what it's supposed to do over 120 years. Shows are still around bringing in people who want to buy cars.
And in fact, you've just completed a decade-long survey looking at the impact of auto shows. Give us the highlights of that.
Well, we had a lot of time on our hand after we canceled the 2020 show. So we've been doing exit surveys, attendee surveys for 25 years and, trying to understand who the attendees, what the demographics are, how they got to the show, what they're looking for show. Did it meet their expectations on it? And these surveys have gotten more and more sophisticated over the years. So we took a look at not just, 1 year and how did the show do this year? But we really wanted to see the trends. So we stepped back a little bit and said, okay, let's take a look at a period of time. We chose 10 years as kind of a good barometer on how things are going. And it was fascinating to see. I mean, it was really interesting. Again, while things change, there are recessions and there are other issues that affect unemployment going up and different things. Auto show attendance over the 10 years were so consistent that it was very impressive to see that the public still is out there looking at the product, and that over the 10 years, on average, I think it was about 70% of the people that come to the New York Auto Show were 12-month intenders. So the attendance continues to stay strong. The public still sees this as a really good place to go to be able to make decisions. Some 43% of the people on average over 10 years added a brand to their consideration. So the manufacturers are doing a great job in having presenters and people who have information about their vehicles and getting them to experience to make some additional considerations on it. So we've just went through a lot of different areas just to see, you know, the value of auto shows to the industry, to the manufacturers, and also to the dealers on it. And I think this was a great exercise that really showed the value and the ROI of an auto show.
And we all know that once we get back into the mix, that consumers will at some, I mean, judging by consumer demand, consumers are going to want to take a look at cars that are that in the way that they used to, I believe.
I agree. I think that, first of all, you know, there's always a lot of articles talking about that, that the coronavirus is going to change everything in our lives on it. And, you know, people are still, you know, first of all, are social animals. They still want to go out and experience things on it. Auto show has been around for 120 years. And, you know, when we take a look at, we send out a weekly, email blast. It's called Steering History. It's our 120 years of the New York International Auto Show. And every week we go through a different decade and we share different information. We have over a million people that follow us on social media. So they're still interested in cars, for sure. Actually, first time buyers are going up a lot, and I think they're going to become loyal owners of vehicles, and they also love coming to auto shows.
Tell me, since we have you, tell me a little bit about your New York auto dealers. How are they doing? I know this obviously was one of the hardest hit areas of the United States in March. We've talked to a few of those folks, but how are they doing today?
Much better. I mean, you know, that first couple of months, that February, March, even April, were devastating times. I mean, we were surveying our members, and our members were telling us that it stays at that level of business, which was about 81-82% off from where it was the year before, that they couldn't sustain their business for more than a couple of months. So for a while, it looked really like there was going to be a big fallout. You know, in 2009, during the recession, we lost 15% of our dealers in this area. We were concerned this would have been a lot larger. But, you know, we worked very, very closely with the governor's office. We developed the protocols that the governor adopted for dealers, not only to be considered essential, but to also do that initially remote and then by appointment sales and then to be fully open. And we're fortunate, you know, like the rest of the country, there was a huge pent-up demand, and New York had the same thing, and dealers were, you know, staying and hired the people back. You know, one thing during that tough time, the PPP grants were just astronomical, so important for some of the dealers staying in business, carried them through that period of time when business was real slow to when it really picked up. And, you know, things are much better than they were. You know, dealers are used to roller coasters. Their life is a roller coaster. So yeah. We hope that the winter months will continue to stay very active for them.
Well, we certainly wish you the best of luck. We'll be watching with great interest as auto shows come back online. Mark, it's always good to catch up with you. It'll be better to catch up with you in person.
Absolutely. I hope to see you and everybody else in August at the auto show to celebrate the return of auto shows.
They're so essential. The one thing that people have said that they've missed so much in 2020 is the fact that they can see somebody else. And yeah, we look forward to seeing you.
Me too. Thank you, Jason.
We reached Mark Scheinberg in New York, and that's Daily Drive for Wednesday, November 18th. For breaking news, go to autonews.com, and a library of more than 175 interviews, go to autonews.com/dailydrive. We'll be back Thursday.